The following is a presentation of the Noise Space Network. Find more great podcasts at noisespace.xyz. We begin in Southern California 3 decades ago. 2 wrecked souls were brought to this earth, separated by just a scant few miles, and unbeknownst to each other. The fates kept them separate as they grew from brash whelps into homosexual young women with hard opinions about cheaply made processed foods. One of them, a black-clad warrior, fighting for metals heavy and corn syrup's high fructose. The other, a living embodiment of no-calorie soda, literally begging the gods to strike her down where she stands, or at least strike her with a cease and desist order. Now the world has united these two to clash over their cheap foodstuffs, and we meet them here, the battlefield where they are destined for eternal combat. Ladies and ghouls, it is my pleasure to welcome you to Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks.
I'm Diet Coke.
And I'm Lilith.
And this is our House of Snacks.
How the fuck are you doing?
I'm hungover. I'm sleepy.
Hey, we're all hungover and sleepy sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't drink very much these days, but my dad and my stepmom gave me and my girlfriend a gift card for this really ritzy like steak and seafood restaurant. That's like on the 30th floor of a building in Portland. So there's like a beautiful view. I only had 2 cocktails, but you know, there were 2 cocktails.
Yeah.
And fiery ahi tuna was the entree I had. I had a lobster bisque. We had escargot. That was our appetizer.
Oh, I've never had escargot. I've always been curious. I hear it tastes like garlic and butter.
Yeah. It's like a crispy fried escargot with like a garlic butter thing. Oh, it's so good. So good. Oh, I was celebrating. Me and my girlfriend moved to Portland 1 year ago.
Oh, nice. That's crazy. Is that true? Because I guess you're already there. Next week will be 1 year since me and Casey moved in together.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey.
Or not 1 year. 1 year. We've lived in Long Beach 1 year, but we lived 1 year. It'll be 4 years since we moved in together.
Yeah. I was going to say, y'all moved in together around the beginning of the pandemic, right?
We were in Anna Slime before. Uh-huh. It was right around the beginning of the pandemic. It was April 1st, 2020.
Ooh, yeah. Which I feel like, because we both got into new living situations right then.
Very stressful situation. But I didn't have anywhere else to live. It's not like I could have chose to not move.
Right. Well, and you know, moving around that time was very, very stressful. But getting in
Christmas is
somebody,
trying to go fat pony, not to spoil a fucking snack we're doing today. But.
Oh my God. Christmas. You also ruined what I was saying, Christmas. Thank you.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was March and April of 2020 was a good time to move in with somebody who you could like chill with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Like that aspect of it did work out pretty well for me.
Yeah. Somebody who say you could maybe just like chill with. Somebody who you're not gonna get into a bunch of, you know, nonsense with. That was good for you know, I'm referring to my mother. No, this is just like, oh, what else is in the news? I started a new job this week.
Got a new job.
Yeah, I got a new job, which I'm going to be honest with everybody. I don't think it's going to adversely affect podcast recording scheduling, but...
Hey, anything crappens, you know?
You know, it is a both a less stressful job, but also a job that I can put down my work phone for moments at a time, but, like, I am basically always just like, oh, let me just poke my snoot into Slack and see what's going on in case I have some kind of fire I need to put out tomorrow morning. We're recording this on a Sunday.
Sure.
It's interesting. That sounds interesting.
I've never had a job where a workplace Slack came into play.
Yeah, I had a workplace Slack at my old job, but, like, I only checked it if I was clocked in.
Yeah.
Now I have a phone that my workplace is paying for.
That's wild.
As well as a laptop. And, like, a whole, like, you know, I'm kitted out with, like, stuff. Like, I had to actually buy myself a backpack because they provided me with, like, a messenger bag. And I was like, it's 2024. I have a bad shoulder.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
We shouldn't be having, we should delegalize messenger bags.
And it wasn't even, like, a cute messenger bag. It was, like, one of those that, like, oh, the kid who brings his laptop to school brought his messenger bag.
Yeah, that kid loved, I think, was going for the work has provided me this messenger bag look.
Listen, we are also describing me.
is either of us going to deny that we were fucking losers in high school right now?
I'm
certainly not.
Yeah. Hey, here's a fun. We're going to be talking about me as a teenager a lot today, due to the nature of the
snack.
Yeah. So here's a fun little piece of Lilith lore that I guess I'll just fucking tell the internet. I had a particularly rotten nickname in high school. When I say rotten, not terrible. I was called Abs by some people. And that happened because, again, I brought my laptop to school. And when I was just fucking around on my laptop with my friend Briar in another, like, while I was at home, I was just, you know, you ever just type in weird URLs just to see, like, hey, what's going to happen here?
Sure, yeah.
So I had typed in anal butt sex.
Sure.
That's a funny phrasing. I was 16
listen,
at the time.
This is a perfectly, you know.
Yeah.
This is the same age. I was hanging out with my friends and they were showing me fucking, I forget the letters always, but Pain Olympics.
Pain Olympics, Goatsy. I was actually talking about a blue waffle with Margo earlier today.
Sure.
Anyway. So I type in anal butt sex. It goes to a fucking, like, you know, it does. There's not even a registered domain at that point.
Sure, it's just like, want to buy this website.
Yeah. I don't even think it had that.
Oh, it might have just been, like,
just kicked back. Like, this website does not exist because I don't think GoDaddy is parking fucking anal butt sex.
That could have been, that's an opportunity for you. You could have parked anal butt sex.
Right,
I bet
right.
someone owns that right now.
Yeah, I bet they do.
You know what? I'm just going to open an incognito tab real quick. Keep talking.
Yeah. So anyway, I bring my laptop to school and somebody's like, hey, can I look something up on your computer? And I think, stupidly, sure, go ahead.
AnalButtSex.com still not registered at all.
Still not registered.
Still available, folks. If anyone wants to park that, make some quick money.
Now, this is Diet Coke.
Uh-huh.
I'm an adult with disposable income. I'm just going to namecheap.com.
We could set it to redirect to House of Snacks.
This is a classic podcast bit.
This is, what podcast among us doesn't have, you know. We can join the ranks of birdfuck.com, which goes to Doughboys. I forget folks out there,
analbuttsex.com is $10.28 a year.
That's a hot buy right there.
All right, we're gonna add this. They're gonna throw this on my. Anyway, people would. So the fucking autocomplete came up with anal butt sex when this guy was using my computer, and so now and so everybody teased me about anal butt sex, and then I became known as Abs. Yes, but now I am. Using the coupon code NUCOM598, and I'm turning this into into a business opportunity.
Hell yeah.
You're on a podcast. What are my Namecheap credentials? Sorry. Do you want to vamp while I buy a domain
name? Well, I'll say that's growth right now. You know, what once was a perhaps unkind nickname is now you're turning into a business opportunity. That's growth. And hey, another it gets better moment out there, folks. I'm at a point in my life now where I can't remember a single one of the websites that Justin McElroy bought and had redirect to my brother and me. There was probably a time in my life when I could name all of them. And now I can't think of a single one. And folks, that's growth.
I can probably remember one.
I do still remember birdfuck.com for the Doughboys, though. So give me another couple of years to just kind of ditch that knowledge.
Yeah. Listen, we're all growing.
We're all listening. We're all learning.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
How you doing on those credentials? Those credentials? You need me to still
vote? Oh, yeah. I had to go get it logged in on my phone instead because...
I'll just say I do have some snack news I want to get up. Maybe I can just describe the snack news and then Lily, when she's ready, can comment on
please.
Hi Chew's got a new flavor out. I do believe this is in Japan only. I don't think this flavor is making it stateside. But that flavor is no flavor. Sora News 24 translates it as Hi Chew, just as it is flavor. But we're getting flavorless Hi Chew. I'm not sure. Just as it is.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Just as it is does make me kind of have the idea like maybe there is a base amount of sugar just in the making, so it will still be kind of sweet. Although the article speculates about that. So that's we don't know for sure if that's going to be the case. It could be true flavorless. I could see it being a weird thing like what we know as Hi Chew grape, for instance, is actually the flavor of Hi Chew plus grape. And I would be curious to see what that is. I would give it a try. I don't know that I would like it, though. Kind of an interesting idea, I would say. I'll give them that, at least.
Yeah, I kind of, it's the kind of thing that I would do on the show, but I don't know that I would do in my real life.
Yeah.
Ever.
But I think that's the beauty of the show is, you know, I don't know that it's happened yet, but eventually we're going to do, I mean, I guess it kind of happened with the Coca-Cola Spiced in a way, but we're going to discover one of these weird things is like actually fucking great.
Okay. I'm going to figure out how to make that, redirect to, the House of Snacks,
website,
Noise Space site, in a off the pod.
Sure.
Analbuttsx.com. By the time you are listening to this episode...
It most likely will redirect, yeah.
Absolutely it will. Absolutely it will. So I've reclaimed part of my...
your legacy.
Part of my childhood. Yeah. That is straight up... Like, okay, Diet Coke. I do flinch when people ask to use my devices
because of that reason. I bet. I can understand.
Forever. Yeah. I don't know that I'm ever going to get over that. I also look up weird stuff on my phone.
I mean, not to get too real, but I still kind of flinch when people ask you to use my devices because I'm afraid they're going to see what I Google and find out that I'm trans, you know?
Yeah, they're going to find out I'm trans. They're going to find out that I'm into, you know, all of my little perversions.
I've been out full public for like five years and talk about my little perversions constantly on my podcast.
Well, yeah, but like I don't want there is a distinctly maintained firewall between who you know here as Lilith and like the person who I present myself to at like my job.
I mean, same as well.
Yeah, and that needs to be maintained. We might cut a lot of that out because
this is your edit, so that's your worry.
yeah, for sure.
That's interesting though because
should we hit the
let's hear
snack
that
description?
Snack description.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jim Quaker from Quaker Oats. I'd like to talk to you today about the Quaker Oats Instant Oatmeal Maple and Brown Sugar. This is just a Quaker Oats oatmeal flavored with maple brown sugar, but it is instant, and I wanted to have this press release to explain to people what that means. You're not supposed to put water in it, hot water, like everybody seems to think. You see, this project was actually inspired by when my great-great-grandfather, Jim Quaker, we don't believe in numbering names, it's a sin. Anyway, my great-great-grandpa Jim, he saw his fat pony eating oatmeal straight out of the barrel. And so we wanted to allow you to eat oatmeal like a fat pony does, and that's why we created this product, which you are supposed to just shove in your mouth like a fat pony. Thank you very much. Please enjoy Quaker Oats.
Fat so
I pony
I mean,
we'll get to this. You're vindicated, I guess it turns out.
Yes, I am vindicated.
That's straight from Jim Quaker.
Do you mind if we drop the kayfabe and I talk about the actual genesis of this snack?
Of course.
Okay. So, it's 2002, maybe 2003. I am out on a camping trip with scouts of an unspecified gender. We are camping in the shadow of Enchanted Rock in the middle of February. It gets bitterly cold on those mornings. And we... don't have it, we're very far away from where the water is, and we don't really want to set up the camp stove to heat anything, because we're supposed to be packing up and leaving that morning, and it is just miserable cold. And I think, you know, we could cook oatmeal, but it's gonna get cold and it's gonna be gross and soggy. So I see oats and sugar. I kind of just want to slam that right now. And so I did.
So you did. And history was made.
And history was made. And throughout my life, you know, I grew up and put away such childish things, but every once in a while I'll go get a box of the little packets of brown sugar maple instant oatmeal. And at some point in my 20s, I started calling it going fat pony mode.
Sure.
Because it is just eating oats and sugar, which is kind of weird. But
I mean, I don't know what you really meant by drop the kayfabe, but it sounds to me like it's just parallel thinking. Like you separately
it's just parallel thinking.
Came up with the intended use of this product.
Yeah. They put instructions on it for if you want to do normal stuff.
I think that's like a Quaker thing. It's like to fully not sin, you have to be tempted, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So they put
that
there to
trick
you because that's a little devil's trick.
Right, that is a devil's trick. And unlike most of my life, I actually am resisting the devil in this.
Well, this is just like you and the Quakers are coincidentally aligned here. This is, you know, this is a temporary alliance. For convenience.
Oh yeah, me and the Quakers have a few things that we will have a temporary alliance on.
Yeah, your favorite president is Richard Nixon.
Favorite president's Richard Nixon. God damn it, there was a joke I was gonna make.
Sorry,
I'm just gonna cut this out. I'm just gonna no. I can't fucking talk on the show.
I'm gonna stop laughing in case you want to cut that. should we go fat pony on this bitch?
How? Here's the
thing. I'm dreading this. Is that what you're getting at?
I am dreading this. Diet Coke, I don't think you're going to enjoy this.
I've been supporting
you. I don't even think
you
I'm going
to
enjoy
acting
this.
Like this is a thing that is what Quaker is, that I'm happy to oblige Quaker's demands here, but I am dreading this.
So all cards on the table. I'm fucking hungover right now, so like in my dried out state, this doesn't actually seem.
How long has it been since you went fat pony?
It's been a few
years. Okay, so you haven't been in the habit.
Yeah. I haven't been in the habit for a minute, but I do enjoy it.
So do you? Is it just that you're hungover right now? Like, if you weren't hungover, do you think you would be more excited to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
I just kind of think it sounds like a bad idea, and it's gonna suck.
Do you have a bottle of water with you?
I thought about as a bit not having one and that being kind of a challenge,
God.
But I do have one here. Maybe I'll still do
Don't
the bit
do
and
that.
I'll just show off my heroic resolve by not even touching the open.
Yeah,
because
you gotta let it kind of like cook in your mouth a little bit.
Oh God.
And you also have to shake it so that the sugar and the oats.
Okay, I'm shaking it now. Walk me through this keeping it in your mouth. How long is that happening? How long of a step is that?
I can't. You have to do it until it feels right.
Okay, so that's okay, but that's good. That's what I needed to hear. That's what I'm looking for is for it to feel right. Because I want to take this seriously. I want to get the authentic experience.
Yeah.
And if that means holding it in my mouth for a second and then we cut out that dead air, that's fine.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to go fat pony mode.
Let me ask you this. One last question.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, never mind. Go for it.
No. Ask me now.
Who wants me to ask you now?
That's good shit.
Yeah, chew, and then let the saliva cook it.
What fucking saliva? I just dumped sawdust into my mouth.
Oh, that's good. I'm going for another one.
I'm still working on my first bite, thanks. hasn't quite hit that feeling right stage yet.
Oh, I haven't got there.
Where's the... I need a Ken Cosgrove Mad Men making the doubt face from L.A. Noire. Oh my god.
Oh, it's creamy.
No! Oh my god! This is hell. I'm in hell right now.
I think I have to have a third. I didn't get enough sugar on that one.
Oh my god. Fuck it. I was going to try to do the no water bit, but I need water. Okay, so without water, I was unable to achieve swallowing.
No, I actually haven't drunk any water since I started doing this.
That's fucked up. Okay, so
I'm on my third bite.
Let me walk you through my experience with fat bully mode. I threw some in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Almost immediately, it had a sawdust-like effect of absorbing every single piece of moisture in my mouth, and it didn't...
Right.
I'll tell you, it didn't even feel like it was moist itself at all.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of chewing, a lot of mastication happening, and me that whole time just kind of praying for to be able to generate some more saliva.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually I was, and I thought, yeah. Oh, thank God, it's finally going to start to feel less dry. It's finally going to start to cook in my mouth and maybe get to that feeling right point that Lily was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse. It just keeps getting more and more like a hard cement versus a wet sludge. It's I'm chewing more and more, thinking that's gonna help me get it down, or it just keeps getting harder and harder to swallow, as it like destroys my. It just like seizes everything in my mouth, like fucking, like quickly drying cement is what I would compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
This was deeply unpleasant. I do buy instant oatmeal, and that's all this is, so I guess this, by definition, is a would buy. It is categorically a would not eat, though. That was the worst shit that's ever happened to me. I hated that. I hated that so much. It was so unpleasant. And it also, like, the sugary flavor of the brown sugar maple, like, It became cloying so quick because of how unpleasant the entire rest of the experience was. Lilith, you're my best friend and I love you to death, but you're a fucking freak and I don't know how you like this.
Sorry, I just had my fourth bite in my
mouth. Oh my god, I will not be doing a second bite.
No, it's great. Especially when you start to get to more sugary parts, it starts to really like help push the saliva out. Like literally... That was what my fourth bite took me, because the sugar encourages the saliva.
I believe you, but if it takes me four bites to get there, that's not worth it to me.
Dear girl, do you know what you possess in your hand? Do you have any idea of its capabilities? Do you have any inkling, any semblance of understanding whatsoever?
Yeah, I fucking do, Mark.
You're so wrong.
Oh my god, this was the worst. This was so bad. Like, I had low expectations for this experience, and it was worse than I feared.
This is actually reconnecting me with a snack that I had not gone back to in a while, and I'm so happy to be back here because I am thrilled to be going fat pony mode. This is a great breakfast.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, just on the go.
And, you know, I know we got a lot of freaks out there listening, and I'm a freak, too, in my own way, of course. So I can't really tell the listener at home not to experiment with this, because I can't. I'm not trying to keep any freaks down like that. What I will say is, if you're not sure if you're a freak like me or a freak like Lilith, go with caution when you try this for the first time.
Let's, you know, have water with you. Maybe, maybe a cup of hot cocoa might help.
That would help. I was about to say that sounds lovely, and then I really interrogated that statement and realized that still not enough, but it does sound better than what I experienced today.
So here's my rating. Is this gonna be a wood buy?
Oh, this is great. Here. Hold that, please.
It's a good deal. It's a lot of good stuff.
I mean, mine was a wood buy. I'll buy this. I'll still eat it. I will put hot water or hot milk in it.
But as far as Fat Pony Mode,
got a good taste.
It does got a such a good taste.
It really doesn't.
It's beautiful. Diet Coke, you're wrong. you're just wrong. You're just wrong. You're wrong.
Hey. It's been 30 minutes, so I thought I'd poke my head up and see how y'all are doing.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you know, we kind of weren't recording. We weren't actually doing much for like the first like 4 minutes. Yeah, I guess we're kind of nearing the end here. I'm just having such a good time.
I'm sorry. I saw the look on Diet Coke's face. It seemed like she was checked out.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean to summon you, but yeah, this was. I'm not having a great time. I mean, I am. But you know what I mean.
I started the episode feeling a lot lower than I do right now, but this snack kind of picked me up.
I'm glad. I mean, I'm having a good time with my best friend here, but not loving the mouthfeel that I'm experiencing.
The mouthfeel's the best part.
Not in my experience.
Now, Snack Keeper, do you? In the snack dimensions, are you acquainted with Fat Pony Mode?
What is that?
It's where you take a packet of instant oatmeal. Maple and brown sugar is my preference, and you just fucking snarf that shit.
Snack Pony Mode, you mean?
Yeah, Fat Snack
Pony. That's what we call it in the snack dimension. Yeah, that's actually it's weird. We all thought that was the norm in the snack dimension. Because that's what it says on the package. That's how it tells you to do it. But recently, the snack Quaker Oats spokesperson came out and said that that's actually just a little devil's trick. Actually, sorry. I've been living
snack
up.
Devil's trick?
Well, an angel's trick is what we call it there. I've been living in your world too long. He says, that's a little angel's trick. Actually, you are supposed to add some hot water. And which was weird because I was on a scouts trip once when I was young, and it was really cold, so I wanted something to warm me up, so I made it with hot water, and that's kind of been my little thing since then. It was a weird coincidence. It turned out that actually apparently is the way you're supposed to eat snack oatmeal.
Interesting. I'm learning so much about you and your culture, and I feel like we're growing closer as friends.
I appreciate that. I feel the same way. Every week I'm happier and happier to be a part of this show.
Aw, buddy. that's great.
I don't get wholesome usually, but I've got it in me.
That's nice. I love that. Would you like to end the show now?
Sure, let's end the show. Well, goodbye, ghosts and ghoulies. The House of Snacks is closed yet again. We'll snack you later.
For more from the House of Snacks, visit patreon.com/houseofsnacks. That's patreon.com/houseofsnax. Thank you.